Cavalera, your Sunday point for August 30th. Today, no patch, no new build, but a community with a whole lot to say. Let's start with the game itself, because honestly there's not much to say. The live version is still on Alpha 4.10, the Siege of Orison update. A patch channel has stayed open for the past few days to stabilize things, with one last pass on Friday. No public test cycle is open right now. The teams seem focused on consolidating 4.10 rather than preparing whatever comes next. A technical breather, basically. Because the real story today is somewhere else. Last Friday, Chris Roberts announced in a letter that Squadron 42 is being pushed back to the second quarter of 2027. 3 days later, the news is still completely dominating Spectrum and Reddit, with no sign of cooling down. On Spectrum, the most upvoted thread of the day, with over 350 votes, says it all in one sentence: "I don't believe you anymore." Another one announces, "The person is done with the game." One player says they canceled their subscription, not out of anger, they say, but because they no longer trust announced dates. Other threads question the consistency of the timeline, ask why the game wasn't shown at Gamescom if it's supposed to release in 6 months, or point to the contrast between $1 billion raised and a development that never seems to end. One thread sums up the frustration by simply putting two dates side by side, 2014 and 2026. No comment, none needed. Another post, written as a kind of public apology by a community member, shows how the conversation sometimes turns into collective soul-searching rather than pure anger. The topic has spilled well beyond Squadron 42 into a broader question of trust in the studio. Worth noting, though, that a minority pushes back. One thread thanks the team for their work and acknowledges their patience, proof that the forum isn't entirely one-sided. On Reddit, the mood is the same, with the added twist of someone from completely outside the game weighing in. Popular YouTuber Penguin Zero publicly called out Chris Roberts over the delay, suggesting that the studio's ego couldn't handle the idea of Squadron 42 potentially getting overshadowed by the release of GTA 6. These are the words of an outside creator, shared and discussed, not an official position or an established explanation for the delay. A more speculative theory is also making the rounds, suggesting the release date was deliberately aimed at a window just before the Invictus event. Again, that's a player's interpretation, not a confirmation. On a more constructive note, one post suggests CIG could reassure everyone by releasing a demo of the prologue and the Flight Academy from the game. There's also, in the middle of all this, a quieter moment. A farewell message attributed to Helen Lynch, described as the longest-serving composer still at CIG, circulated on Reddit. She mentions some of her favorite work, including music for several iconic locations and characters in the game, and thanks the fans. It's a personal message shared by the community, not an official announcement, but it was enough to briefly slow down the loudest debates, just long enough for people to say thank you. The Siege of Orison itself is also still dividing players, completely separately from everything else. Some players are calling it a repetitive and frustrating mission design, a chore with little payoff. Another thread questions whether this kind of closed dungeon actually runs counter to good design for a persistent world. Others, on the flip side, say they came out genuinely excited after completing the full mission and felt like it was worth the trouble. Somewhere in between, one player describes in a self-deprecating tone how they walked out of the mission only to get immediately ambushed by a squad of snipers, wall hacks included according to them. It's the kind of story that captures the wearily amused attitude the community manages to hold on to even when it's frustrated. One thread calls for an end to major patch releases on Thursdays and Fridays, to allow time for a proper hotfix before the weekend, while another complains simply that the servers, quote, are on fire under the load. And then there's everyday life, with its usual share of misadventures. One player lost 3 hours of gameplay to locked doors blocking all progress. Another describes a hostile player who got into their hangar and turned invincible, with no idea how to get rid of them. A third is still hunting for a railgun vendor despite visiting multiple stations. Nothing dramatic, just the slightly uneven daily life of a world under permanent construction. And for balance, there's also a successful wreck salvage, weapons and cargo included, a player proudly comparing a game puzzle to a historical code-breaking challenge, and another who copes with losing their ship in a packed hangar by posting a single photo with the caption, quote, "Great. Now I can't remember where I parked it." No particular event is scheduled for today, so let's close with the numbers. Yesterday's funding came in at $307,000, bringing the total to over $1.041 billion. No pause there either. This was Cavalera. Happy Sunday, everyone, and that's the verse.